Man, I hope the weather cooperates with us this weekend so we can get some good shots with the downtown background.
Are you sure we need to do all of that moving around? I mean, you're just making a video where you talk about money and finances.
That's exactly why you want to get good footage of that whole zone, Alex, to give the message depth and make it interesting to watch.
Look, Jordan, using a green screen is the best choice. We can tweak the background however we want in post-production. Why limit ourselves to just one location?
Because real locations have authenticity. A documentary wouldn't fake its setting, right? The footage feels more natural when it's actually shot on location.
Sure, but we're not making a documentary. We're working with short films, where we need flexibility. If something in the background doesn't sync up, we can edit it easily, instead of reshooting.
That's assuming everything keys out perfectly. If the lighting is off, we'll spend hours fixing it. Meanwhile, if we shoot in a real place, we capture real shadows, reflections, stuff a green screen can't display properly.
But a real shoot has unpredictable factors. The crew has to adjust to changing light, outside noise, and limited control. A green screen lets us focus on the scene without distractions.
And it also risks looking fake. Imagine the final thumbnail of our film. Do we want it to scream cheap effects? A real location gives weight to the story, like a well-scored soundtrack sets the right mood.
But think about the budget. Renting a studio with a green screen is cheaper than securing multiple locations.
I'd rather spend time finding the right spot than fixing bad keying later.
Fine, compromise. Green screen for tricky shots, real background when possible.
Deal, but no bad keying.